How do children who use wheelchairs view exercise? This is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. It can be hard to convince children who are not disabled about the benefits of exercise, but what about children who use wheelchairs? How well do they understand the benefits of exercise and what part do their parents play in encouraging them? This is the focus of a study from the UK by Noyes et al. Published in 2016 titled Conceptualisation of Physical Exercise and Keeping Fit by Child Wheelchair Users and Their Parents, which aimed to gain a better understanding of how children aged 6 to 18 years who use wheelchairs and their families conceptualise physical exercise and keeping fit. 24 children and 23 parents were interviewed. The majority of the children claimed that they regularly took part in exercise, mostly 3 times per week. The children took part because they enjoyed the activities and met friends. Generally, they could see the benefits, for example confidence, transfer to other activities. However, children did confuse exercise with therapy. On the other hand, parents were able to distinguish between therapy and exercise. The authors conclude, proactive and physically active parents can go some way to compensate for the lack of health promotion support and advice and to overcome the considerable barriers to enable their disabled children to engage in and benefit from physical exercise. And misconceptions and misunderstandings of children about the difference between and benefits of therapy and physical exercise are likely to hinder their ability to better self-manage their health and weight as they grow up. Professionals, including nurses, need to improve the clarity of their communications to correct children's misunderstandings about the respective benefits of therapy and physical exercise.